From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Winter storm warnings stretch from Georgia to New England today. A storm system is making its way up the East Coast. It could bring up to 10 inches of snow to the nation's capital, up to a foot in Delaware and Philadelphia, and blizzard conditions to New York City. Hundreds of flights have been canceled. Andrew Ferraro is a spokesman for Continental Airlines.
With the weather in the Northeast forecast for Sunday, Continental is went ahead and pre-canceled about 250 domestic mainline and regional departures.
Ferraro says passengers who want to rebook their flights won't be charged extra. The British government says it will impose new laws making it possible to hit airports with massive fines if they don't look after travelers hit by delays. As Larry Miller reports from London, the move comes after London's two main airports were shut down last week for days by snow and ice.
Hundreds of thousands of passengers were stranded at both London Heathrow and Gatwick airports on one of the busiest travel weekends of the year, among them Sarah Randall's family. Interviewed at the time, she said they were forced to sleep on a Heathrow terminal floor.
We were told that staff were looking after us. There was no one there. We were left cold, hungry, tired. We were like the homeless.
The government doesn't want this to happen again. The transport secretary says regulators will be given the power to impose multi-million dollar fines when airports don't prepare properly for the weather. He says it's unacceptable. Heathrow faces no penalty after last week's debacle. The airport, operated by a Spanish company, ran out of de-icing fluid and refused help from the Army and the airlines. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Rain and snow returned to Southern California overnight, and Deborah Herman of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says authorities are watching for signs of flooding.
They don't expect there to be any problem, but our deputies are out always canvassing the areas that have had those potential problems in the past.
Heavy rains last week triggered flooding and mudslides in Southern California. Lawmakers have some major issues to prepare for over this holiday break, not the least of which is the health care overhaul. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, before Congress adjourned, it did not fund implementation of the new law, and a political battle lies ahead.
Congress ended its session by passing a continuing resolution to fund the government. That's instead of a spending bill that had included money for implementation of the new health care law. When Congress comes back, the new House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell will lead the Republican fight to withhold funding for the health law. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says they'll have to explain their actions to the American people.
I think there's genuine benefits that the law have provided to Americans that they're going to have to talk about what happens when you put insurance companies rather than families in charge of medical decisions.
He gave the example of the provision that says people cannot be denied health coverage because of a pre-existing condition. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
You're listening to NPR News. Scientists say the earthquake that struck Christchurch, New Zealand today was the latest aftershock of the 7.1 magnitude quake back in September. Today's quake happened as shoppers crowded the city for post-Christmas Day sales. Roger Cleve works at a music store. He says this one did more damage than the one in September.
When we had the 7.1, we had very little damage to stock. I think only one guitar fell off the wall. A couple of other items fell over, but this one was a lot more violent and a lot more stuff has fallen off.
No injuries have been reported, but officials say at least 20 buildings were damaged. The quake had a magnitude of 4.9. Los Angeles police officials say they have significantly reduced the number of unanalyzed DNA evidence backlogged for years in the city's crime lab. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports on how they're making progress.
For years, the LAPD had been under fire for failing to reduce its backlog of more than 6,000 untested DNA evidence kits, the majority collected from rape victims. Officials now say the backlog has been reduced to just a few dozen. Sarah Tofte works with the domestic and sexual violence advocacy group Joyful Heart Foundation. She says the work the LAPD has done is great, but now that evidence must be used to catch rapists. She says arrest rates should be on the rise.
When you're testing all these rape kits and you're getting incredible investigative leads, why isn't that translating into holding more perpetrators accountable?
The LAPD is under a hiring freeze but has managed to find funds to outsource the evidence testing. It still needs to train analysts to complete the testing, which includes checking the return data against federal databases. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.
Support for